Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim, Fred, Ray, and now Steve Paisley-Jordahl joins us.
Good morning.
Good morning. That is Paisley, right?
It is Paisley, yeah.
Yeah. So, good morning, Steve. How you doing, though, brother?
I'm well. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, Ray, we were watching the video. I know our listeners and viewers can't see the video of you there in Kansas City, but Fred was saying, so Ray was injured. Because you got a shoulder harness on
because you know during that terrible cold weather that hit the middle part of the country, I went out and foolishly walked my dog in my tennis shoes instead of my boots, right? Because it takes too long to put on your boots.
Sure.
And so everything was great until a car was coming and my dog was pulling me to the sidewalk, and I was one step away, Tim. One step away, I didn't see the ice until I fell on it full force with my left shoulder. And so, yes. In fact, I'm starting physical therapy later today.
Probably takes a lot longer to put the boots on now, huh?
Oh, yes, sir, it does. A point my wife has, as a point my sweetheart has
reminded you.
Yeah. Reminded me, honey.
You know, Ray, there's this ongoing story with you and ice.
I know.
You really do need to move to Florida.
I told my wife, I've had it with the cold weather. You know? I'll take the alligators and somebody else.
I'll take my chances with the alligators.
That's exactly right.
At least don't freeze to death every year for 4 months or whatever it is. So you didn't break anything, right?
No, and I might have torn some of my rotator cuff muscles. Okay. Went to see the ortho guy. He said, what do you want me to do? He kind of, check me out. I said, I don't want surgery. He said, well, we don't need to do an MRI then if you just don't want surgery. And he gave me a script, so off we go to PT this afternoon.
Why did you say I don't want surgery?
Because I got enough going on in my life right
okay.
now.
I don't mean to violate your HIPAA law protections here. I'm just curious why, if you're in pain, why you would refuse.
Well, okay. Look, this is just in the interest of full disclosure.
Okay.
This is day 18 for me of 180 days of treatment for prostate cancer. And I'm going to be okay. The doctor feels very hopeful, but I'm in the middle of that, Tim, and I got radiation up ahead of me. And so one crisis at a time, please. so
Okay.
So,
apologies for invading your privacy.
Tim. It doesn't. Okay. Yeah. I've made a video about this and my friends of our ministry know all about this. It's no secret. And I'm grateful for the prayers of, we have a lot of friends of AFR who, who watch our videos and stuff like that. But anyway, I just thought, I'm dealing with this. Let's just try to do.
Right.
And you know what? Somebody said to me, look, at your age, which, I don't know if I like any sentence that begins, Fred, with, at your age. Nothing good can happen at the end of that sentence, right?
At your age.
That they probably won't even do surgery, so I don't know. So there you go.
Well, you got to have a sense of humor and all this thing, right?
That's exactly right.
My Allison, my wife, went going through cancer treatment herself for Hodgkin's lymphoma. The other day we were driving down the road and we were talking about, you do this and you hope for this and they say this works and everything like that. And I said, well, 92% of all people who had the treatment that Allison had, the stem cell, they lived past 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the cohort statistics. And that's when I said to her, because we're 60 now, and that's, as you get older, that's not old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But still it is, you're headed toward the last 30 of your life.
Where, you're not middle-aged anymore.
No. You're entering I call it your own hole 14, okay?
Right at the corner.
Yeah, you got that right.
You're out of the clubhouse on the back nine. You're on the tee box at 14. So I said to her, 92% people still alive after 3 years with the treatment you got. I said, at our age, I said 92% probably across the board. I said, you know, you can get anything at, you know what I'm saying, 8%.
Mm-hmm.
You can drive out in front of a truck this afternoon. And yeah, I mean, I don't mean to be morbid. I'm just saying that who knows? We don't know what tomorrow holds for any of us, right?
That's right.
So we just be thankful day by day for the life God gives us. And most importantly, be prepared for the day you die.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what the Bible is all about, is eternity. Well, not all about, but I mean, a lot of the Bible, Ray, is about where we're going to spend eternity, right? So,
well, doesn't the Bible say it's appointed unto man once to die, right? So if you know you're going to die, you got to get ready for what's going to happen next. Everybody's going to, quote, live forever somewhere. There is a heaven, there is a hell. And, you know, we can say, well, I'm going to live a long time. I wish nothing but good health and long life to all of our listeners, right? We all do. Live long and prosper, right? But
right.
The day comes when we stand before the Lord, and we're going to have to answer one way or another. And our only hope when we stand before Almighty God is to say, I trusted in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as my Savior, and he has forgiven my sins. So I want everybody to know, I intend to beat this cancer, but the day will come, right?
Mm-hmm.
The day will come when we all die. And then you have to say, are you ready? Do you know? Last thing I'll say, Tim, I pushed everything to the middle of the table. I'm all in on Jesus Christ, the Son of God,
Amen.
Who loved me and gave himself for me. And I'm trusting in him to take care of me, not only in this life, but in the life to come.
Amen. Amen.
Nothing brother. Like a poker analogy to explain the gospel.
It worked. I'm all in. I'm all in.
Yeah.
When we start talking about age, though, I often go back to the early chapters of the Old Testament. You imagine, that's happy number 300 today. My grandfather lived to 500, right. So I got another 200 to go.
Somebody 300 is probably going, I really don't want to live to 500.
Right. 400 is enough for me. I don't need to go.
What was going on with their bodies? You know, we start creaking at 60.
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe do a study on that and get back to us.
There's dog years, there's real years, then there's Old Testament years.
That's right.
That's right. There's Old Testament years.
If somebody could figure out the diet of the 300 birthday guy, you know.
Well, they
you die a millionaire.
Yeah.
They're just coming out of Garden of Eden where they were eternal at that point until they ate from the tree.
Yeah. But it all went downhill.
The boy did.
It all, right.
We slowly, went down but it did go downhill.
Pretty fast.
Hey, Ray, I have lived with a torn rotator in my cuff in my right shoulder I tore it throwing little league pitching practice to my son, who is now 33. But get it done because my right arm falls.
Get what
asleep,
done?
Get the surgery if you have to.
You mean after this cancer thing's over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a foregone conclusion. He's going to beat that.
So when are you going to – I know, but we're praying for you and Ray, and I know you went through this similar type thing, didn't you?
I went through prostate cancer back in 2015-16, had proton treatment, and everything's fine.
Proton, is that – proton treatment.
Radiation treatment.
Radiation?
Type of radiation treatment, yeah.
That's super-duper radiation treatments. It's kind of the cutting edge right
yes,
now.
Yes, it was at the time.
I don't like to hear the word cutting.
Right. Just think of the
that,
same
that way you avoid the cut. You avoid the cutting.
Use some other word, right?
That's right.
Sadly, that's common among men. I mean, it is.
Yes. A lot of guys have it, and they don't even know. But you know, and it's
live long enough.
Yeah,
live long. That's the thing about it is, I know somebody, a doctor told me one time, you live long enough, everybody gets cancer of some kind or another.
Yep.
Just almost inevitable. I mean, you know, if you live long enough, something's gonna come up. But you know what? I would encourage people to pay attention to your bodies. And secondly, get an annual physical, at least. By that, I mean, go to the doctor and have your blood tested and get a mammogram, if you know, ladies, and annually I'm talking about. I mean, there are things you can do, Ray. This is probably what caught yours, right? I mean, you probably
That's exactly right. The PSA, not to go too deep into
PSA.
That, yeah. The PSA, the test, that the blood test. And it was, my numbers are rising, and finally the doctor said, we got to investigate further, and then boom, here we are.
Right.
And let me say, I am so grateful for the kind of medical care Allison got there in Birmingham,
right.
and Fred, what you got. We are living in amazing days.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And very thankful for medical care that is available today that 40, 50 years ago,
whole
different story.
Yeah, 50 years ago, things that we sort of take for granted would have killed people. Kill people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, that you had no treatment for, couldn't recover from, or
mm-hmm. –
you know, you didn't know till it was too late, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But today we have so many, especially in cancer prevention, like I said, you know, there are things you can do, all kind of things you can do to, you know, to do the.
So, Steve, you blew out your shoulder pitching to your son.
It was,
what were
it's
you
just
doing? Working on your fastball?
Curveball.
Curveball. There you go.
Yeah.
So you had to have surgery?
I remember the exact pitch. No, I didn't. I had the therapy that Ray's going to talk about. It involves those exercise bands, and pulling on the doorknob. And
folks can't see me, but I have one right
there. You go.
I got one of those.
But how can exercise repair something that's torn?
Well, it builds the muscle up around the shoulder so that you're not as dependent on that one muscle. You're still going to have a hard time throwing a 90.
So if you went in, I got to finish this thought out.
Yep,
so question out. So if you went into the hospital and had a surgery to fix your rotator cuff, wouldn't that be better than going through your whole life?
It's just not quite bad enough. I mean, it's things like I can't lay on my right side when I sleep. My arm falls asleep, you know, tingles a lot. With everything else that's going on in my body, it's just kind of like 7 on the list of things I'd like to get done.
Right. Oh, like Ray's talking about. Yeah. Got cancer, deal with the rotator cuff later.
That's
As Steve knows, you can have a complete tear, can have a partial tear. There's all – when it gets really complicated.
Yeah. I think post 50 years old is when I think we all enter into what I call the Rice Krispie years.
Right.
Huh? Uh-huh. That is, you wake up every morning and.
Yes, sir.
Snap,
yes, sir.
Crackle, pop.
I heard it this morning.
You heard it this morning?
I did. I sure did.
You know, that is real.
Mm-hmm.
I know we joke about it, but that snap, crackle, pop stuff is absolutely mm-hmm. real.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's your body.
Yeah.
Deteriorating, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You wake up with this, oh, me.
When do we peak? Like 18?
It's a long time ago. What's so far in the past, I can't even see it.
It also, your body gets soggy after a while, so it's just like the cereal.
Oh, aren't we encouraging this morning?
Yes, we are.
That's right. We just want to be a blessing to our listeners today.
All right, so Steve, what's your first story?
All right, let's go inside politics just a bit. I think you guys mentioned a little bit the border bill. The lack of border bill.
Ukraine
funding bill that was voted in the House. It passed in the Senate. It's looking doubtful that it's going to come up in the House. There's a procedure that the Democrats can use to force a vote in the House. Don't know if they'll do it. It's called...
We've already said procedure enough.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're hearing some behind-the-scenes politics about what happened and why this bill ended up the way it did. So this was from a little podcast that was playing, and Senator Mike Lee from Utah was talking, and I want you to hear the story about what happened and how the border piece got kind of stripped from this bill. Let's listen to Cut 9.
When we entered this thing, McConnell, his top priority was funding for Ukraine. But public opinion and the very strong political rhetoric that we ought to secure our own border before we spend $60 billion to secure Ukraine's was effective. And so McConnell finally switched and said, okay, we got to let Democrats know we're serious. We're going to demand that border security is going to be attached to funding for Ukraine. Then secret negotiations occurred, and we end up with this monstrosity of a bill. It's an immigration bill. It's not a border security bill. But during that time frame, we repeatedly talked about making Ukraine funding contingent on border metrics. As the border was secured, you'd get $5 billion a month. I mean, we had it all laid out, had a proposal. It had a great deal of support in our conference, but unbeknownst to us at the time, McConnell told Lankford, that's not even on the table. He, using his own authority, without telling the conference, took that off the table. And that moment of leverage we had, where we could use Biden's desire for Ukraine funding to actually force him to use his executive authority to secure the border, has been lost. And that is why so many of us are speaking out against McConnell.
A lot of people in this, a lot of Republicans upset with Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell, the senator, senior senator from Kentucky, he's been Senate Majority Leader for how long, Fred? Like 10 years or longer?
A very long time, yes.
What age is he?
He's in his
mid-70s,
oh,
late 70s.
Oh,
is he beyond that?
I think he's 80 or he's, better.
Yeah. Huh? He's up there.
Yeah.
But, of course.
Mitch McConnell is 81.
81, there you
he's
go.
He's 81. Of course, most senators today now, they go for 90.
Yeah.
It's the average age.
It's true.
A senator is 90. I bet you an average age is 70, though. I think
Senator Grassley is the oldest.
How old is he?
How old is Senator Chuck Grassley?
Did he hit 89.
89 or 90?
I don't think anybody's hit 90 yet. I'll look it up here.
You know what? I've said this before. These guys, can they not just retire? When you get to be 75, okay, I'm just put it at 75. Just retire and go to the house and let younger people take over and enjoy your retirement. Why do you have to be called Mr. Senator forever till you die? Huh?
I know.
Now, Dianne Feinstein, what was she, like 90 or something like that?
Oh, well, she was way up there, yeah.
And couldn't even... I mean, she was very sick and frail, and they're having to wheel her around to go vote, and she couldn't even go to a committee hearing. I mean, it's just sad to watch these people who, Republicans and Democrats, they don't know when to bow out gracefully. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I found a page with the oldest senators, but it's spinning. It won't come up on my machine. So, but yeah, Chuck Grassley is the oldest. He was.
He is.
Well, I was going to say
he was
born in 1933, September of 1933.
What does that make him?
80. Well, it's 2000. 81. 81
no.
plus.
No.
91.
No, 90.
91.
91.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, he'll be 91 this year, I guess, according to that. Yeah.
Okay. So so Mitch McConnell, to Chuck Grassley, Mitch McConnell's a whippersnap.
Yeah.
He's a
kid.
The young whippersnap, 81. Mm-hmm. All right. So where were we? What was the point of all this?
Well, Mitch McConnell killed the border.
Well, that was Mike Lee, the senator from Utah, Republican, criticizing his own Republican leader, saying he's the problem.
Yes.
With this, right?
Well, I think what Senator Lee was saying, we had a strategy that we were going to tell Joe Biden and the Democrats, all right, we'll give you $5 billion for Ukraine if Joe Biden takes this executive action to secure our southern border. That was the deal that Lee and some other senators apparently were pitching. But then there were other forces in the Republican Party that said, no, wait a minute. What Biden and the team want to do with the money for the border is hire more people to do the paperwork on all the illegals coming in the country. So that force of Republicans said, no, we want to separate out the border side of things from everything else. And so those are the forces that won last night.
Let me ask you guys, I'm fixing to go way out. I don't know, left field. I don't like going to left field. Let's go to center field.
Okay.
Okay. 20 years from now, you think we'll have 20, 30 years from now, you think it'll still be the United States of America with 50 states, or do you think a national divorce, as some say, is coming? I don't think we'll have a civil war in the sense that we're going to have fighting in the streets, but I'm talking about this. When I tell you what, why I say this is you have a president and a party, the Democrats, and you have the president of the who's the leader of their party, and he wants to allow millions of people to invade our country. Don't know who they are, where they're going, where they're coming from, nothing. He just opens up the floodgates and says, y'all come, and they're coming from around the world, and it ain't stopping. That's sabotage.
Yep.
You're sabotaging your own countrymen. And so I'm just saying that's just one issue where I think if the people in red states, for example, could say, no, we don't agree with that. We want legal immigration. We want a process. We don't want just people flooding our country by the millions. I think if the red state people could vote on that, they would say, I don't want to have anything to do with blue states anymore.
That's right.
Because they're whacked out progressive liberal cesspools.
Yep.
You see what's going on with law and order.
Yep.
Too, and the criminals are being just set free to run these. San Francisco is have you read about their downtown?
Oh, yes.
Same thing's happening in L.A. These prosecutors in these big cities, these big liberal cities, the prosecutors, George Soros fund prosecutors, they're letting violent criminals just run the streets, run amok.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, and I'm just saying, in red states, that's not going to work. You're not going to be, now, big blue cities like maybe Atlanta, but I'm talking about the state of Georgia, for example, is a red state. That's not going to work. You see what I'm?
Oh, absolutely. And I, to your point, what we have seen in the last couple of months with Texas taking a stand
against
and saying, okay, Joe Biden, if you folks aren't going to do your constitutional duty to protect this country, then we're going to have to take matters in our own hands. They have constitutional backing.
Right.
If the federal government doesn't do its job, the state has the right to do that. Now you have, 25, 26, 27 Republican governors supporting Abbott on this.
Yeah.
So talk about a divide.
Yeah, and I'll give you another example. These secular progressives, we used to call them liberals, but they're far beyond liberals now. They want to do away with the U.S. Constitution.
Yes.
Now, they may not say it like I just said it, but you watch them. Listen to what they're doing in Hawaii now.
That was my second story if we were going to get to it.
Okay, yeah. Hawaii right now, the Supreme Court of Hawaii has basically said the Second Amendment is not going to be applied in our state. Am I right?
That's absolutely correct.
Yes.
Okay. But in all these deep blue states, if they could get rid of the Second Amendment, they will. Mm-hmm. They would. That's what I'm saying. This is the fundamental belief system about the government in our country is in between red states and blue states is worlds apart.
Yes.
And I don't know how long it can go on.
There's only a compact, an agreement that we will abide by a rule of law that keeps the country together. Because if Hawaii decides that they're not going to obey the Supreme Court, they're just going to do whatever they want to do. I mean, what's to keep everybody else from doing that? And then what's the point of the Supreme Court? The third branch of the government is kind of voided at that point.
I'm just wondering if 20 years from now we're going to have two different countries.
I'm hoping we have the country that comes from heaven.
I don't know. There would be so many. I don't even know.
Jesus is going to come back before then.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Well, for that. Pardon me. All right, ladies. Thank you for joining. Ray, appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Tim.
Steve.
My pleasure.
May you have a wonderful Paisley Day, Steve.
I will.
And my thanks to Fred and Chris and Brent. Brent's our producer. Cedra and Frank Turek. I think that's everybody.
You got it.
See you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Have a great day, everybody.